promise of God. The mildest offender who truly believes can go with from Jesus the pardon receives. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he hath done.
We're going to continue with the use of hymn 15. The major thrust of this convention is the memorial of the Lord's Passover instituted by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Therefore, instead of the usual opening using the manna text, which we read this morning, probably most of you did, we would like to consider some words in verse concerning our relationship with the Master, and it's titled The Touch of the Master, and it was written by Sister Alice Ripper, and here to read it is Brother Ross Harris from Chicago. Brother Ross.
The Touch of the Master. Would you like to have lived when the Master was here and have followed him day after day? To have heard from his lips all the wonderful words that he spoke as he taught by the way, or have watched as with pity he reached forth his hand to heal all the sick and the lame. By the touch of his hand he raised even the dead as he prayed in his Father's blessed name. When he touched the few loaves and small fishes he had, and the multitudes ate to their fill, as weary with travel, he had them sit down to rest on the side of the hill. The poor heard him gladly, and many had faith and followed wherever he went, believing that he was the true Son of God that from heaven to them had been sent. He preached of the kingdom of peace upon earth. Unto some he said, "Follow thou me." But only a few believed what he taught of that wonderful kingdom to be. Yes, he gave, and he gave of his strength and his life, till 'tis finished, he cried on the cross, but only a few remained close at his feet, weeping bitterly over their loss. Oh, the wonderful touch of the dear Master's hand, its strength and its power has not ceased. For has he not opened our spiritual eyes to the light of his word now increased? He has touched even our ears that before were so deaf, and our lips that we might sing his praise. Our feet he doth guide down the path of the just, that we ever may walk in his ways. Yes, our own blessed Master has come for his bride, for his dear ones who love him so much. We gladly have given our hearts unto him in response to our dear Master's touch.
Thank you, Brother Ross. And isn't it wonderful that we have our Sister Ripper with us even? after these many years of her having gone beyond the veil. Good afternoon, brethren, and welcome to Frigid Fresno. You know, during this past year, your Fresno brethren have agonized over this decision to change the location of our convention site for from the one that we've had the past 10 years up at Echo to move to Fresno. Is the decision one that the Lord wanted us to make? Will he favor the convention at Holiday Inn as he favored us at Echo for many years? These were questions that went through our minds and sometimes even found words. Last night on television, on the news, we got our answer when we saw little Oakhurst there at not even 1,000 feet elevation, covered with snow, cars having problems getting through there, and Echo is 3,000 feet elevation. There were pictures of Oakhurst, and there's a lot of snow up there. And I might say, if you didn't know, Yosemite yesterday was closed entirely. You couldn't get in the gate because of trees that had been blown down the night before. So you couldn't go to Yosemite. The road to Kings Canyon, Sequoia National Parks, was wiped out by a slide. So we've seen some very severe weather. And it seems that as we think about the conditions up at Echo, the road conditions going in, of our brethren driving up there, and maybe some not used to the snow and ice, sloppiness underfoot in the cold, well, I think it seems that the Lord had a very long in advance weather forecast, and so he put us right where we should be. So we feel that we made the right decision. Well, this is the beginning of the 42nd annual pre-memorial convention sponsored by the Fresno Bible students. And at this season of the year, our thoughts turn to the one continuing religious ceremony that the Bible students observe, and that is the Lord's Passover, or as we usually refer to it, the memorial. It's one of only two religious services or ceremonies that we do observe, the other being, of course, baptism. But baptism is something that each of us does once in our lifetime, usually, and we do that individually. Whereas the memorial we observe every year, and we do it collectively. Many of you may be participating in studies in your home ecclesia, or personal studies, and to prepare your minds and hearts for the partaking of the emblems this year. We anticipate that some of the individual discourses at this convention will deal with the various elements of the memorial. However, considering that there are five pre-memorial conventions around the country, or five or six, and that our speakers are at one time or another randomly at one or another of these conventions, it is very difficult to have seven speakers that can give some dozen discourses in a three-day period on the same subject without tripping over each other's thoughts and scripture citations. Therefore, we have asked but one discourse from each of our seven speakers, and in addition, we asked them if they would prepare a special study or a symposium subject or something else of that sort. Last year, for the first time, we tried this study format as part of our convention, and it seemed to be very well received. So we're doing the same thing again this year. Our class is rather excited about these three studies on the subject of the types, anti-types, and the application of these lessons to our Christian walk. Study questions were provided on the back of your program. And we hope that you've had a chance to study them some. If you have not, we hope that you'll spend some time on them this evening looking up the texts and familiarizing yourself with these matters so that you can participate in your group study. Incidentally, during that, for the group study, we will be using this room. As you can see overhead, there are these tracks in the ceiling, so this can be made into three rooms, and so we will be using this arrangement for our three studies. break down into three groups. I just might mention on that, in that respect, you each have on your name badge a colored dot, and that we don't need to go into a great deal of detail, but that colored dot will identify the group with whom you will be studying these subjects. So we'll deal with that tomorrow morning. Since the memorial is the theme of our convention, and we hope that the seriousness of that occasion will permeate our conversation, our fellowship together with one another. Also, it will be appropriate when the first strains of the music of the piano begin to sound to get to our seats and prepare ourselves for the coming lesson. During mealtime, the questions on the back of the program might be excellent material for opening a conversation so that we can talk of spiritual things. And our dear Lord and Savior, our Redeemer, has promised us that He will be with us here in convention. So may our hearts and minds be filled with His presence. Brethren, each one of you has blessed, richly blessed, your Fresno brethren by your presence at this convention. We thank you for coming, and we welcome you with spiritual warmth and with the words of the Apostle Paul to the Ephesians. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. And so we welcome you to our 42nd annual convention. Now,
116.
Steve, would you like to come forward during the hymn, please?
Father, we do approach Thee in the name of Jesus Christ, Thy Son, and under the ransom merit. We do thank Thee with these words, and though they fall far short, we do hope that our hearts will express during this convention how much we do love Thee, and we do thank Thee for all our many blessings. We do approach Thy throne confidently, and we claim the promise that where two or three meet in the name of thy Son, that there he will be in our midst to guide and direct us. And we do hope and pray for his guidance through the Spirit for these next part of 3 days, that we might be reminded of what this walk is all for and why it happened. We do thank you for the death of thy dear Son as the ransom. And we thank you for thy grace that has been shed upon us abundantly. We do pray for a continued inflowing of thy grace, that we may be used so it may outflow and bless others. We ask for thy Holy Spirit will be increased in each one of us. And pray for thy guidance and direction, our brother Steve, that speak unto us from the storehouse of things old and new. And again, we're mindful of all our brethren around the whole world. And we ask simply that thy will be done unto them, since thou knowest what they need. And again, we do pray for thy kingdom to come and thy will to be done on earth as is done in heaven. And in Jesus' most precious name we pray, amen.
Thank you, Brother Ross.